everybody. This is your friend Velma Hagar, and it's been a while since I've recorded, but here I am back. Velma Hagar with her book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places on Amazon.com. It is filled with all kinds of treasures. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about something real interesting today, something you probably don't think about, and that is your voice. Have you ever noticed how some people can talk and you can't even really hear them? It's like they bore you. You yawn. There's no inflection in their voice. The one that really gets me is the one that talks way up here in their head. I don't mean a little tiny voice that some women have. That's sweet. But I mean when they say something like, "Well, you did this," you know, they put their voice up in their head. I don't like that. And you know what? Usually you won't get anybody's attention by doing that. Concentrate on using the lower register of your voice, which is down in your chest. You know, you'll get more response by doing that rather than getting up into your head. You know, your voice, God uses your voice all the time. And there are some people, you know how you don't even listen to them. They don't interest you because they have not tried to help their voice by fine-tuning it. You know, listen to how you sound. Stop in between. Well, this is my dog, and if you hear him, you hear him. It's all right. So stop in between as you are communicating. Pause. Put emphasis on certain words. Speak clearly, and you will get more attention. So, you know, God says that the tongue is a little member in the body, but it can set the whole forest on fire. That's how powerful your tongue is. And there's my dog. His name is Guido, and he's precious. He's also a mouse, and so we have to just deal with him. But anyway, so listen to your own voice. Voices can make or break you. You can sell with your voice. You can calm with your voice. You can encourage with your voice. And you can even use it as a weapon to protect yourself or to defend yourself, I should say, and defend others. I don't know. I just really like that one. So remember that tongue. It can set your life on a course of destruction, but it can also take you right to the top. So use it in a godly way and learn how to pay attention to what you are saying and how you are saying it. You know, this was short and sweet, but I think I'm done. You know what? There's nothing wrong with a 3-minute what do you call these podcasts? Because, you know, I also do YouTube, my vlogs on YouTube, so I forgot where I was. But anyway, okay, with that said, thank you for listening. Again, this is Velma Hagar, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places. Bye.